12 minutes remaining to bid on our golf bucket list item at the St. Andrews Main Castle. Again, you're going to get to play some golf on a course in which it costs $400 just to go. It's going to be you and a friend. You're also going to be staying in the main castle that you always see when the St. Andrews golf tournament is going on, which is called what? I'm not a golf guy. What is it called? British Open, right?
Oh yeah, the British Open.
Yeah, the British Open. So you're going to get to stay there. That resort alone has a par 3 golf hole, practice areas, tennis court, gymnasium, spa, indoor pool, lots of amenities. Airfare is not included, but this package alone is valued at $8,000. Still 10 minutes to bid on it.
It does include golf at Kingsburn, which is one of the
$400 courses right there. $400 just to get to play there.
That's after the greens fees and, I mean, the entering, you know, joining the club and everything else. So
yeah.
This is fantastic.
Just to stay at this place, you have to have a membership out there, and those memberships are hard to come by. Someone wants to take you to task, J-Lo.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, Calvin and Humble, he wants to go at you. Calvin, go ahead.
I'm sorry, say that again, Calvin.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic. How's God's country where I live?
That's good. John, I'm calling. Just a while ago, I heard you declare that the Texans this year were incapable of beating either the Chargers or the Chiefs.
I did not say
that. That's what I heard too, Calvin.
No. I did not say. I said they're incapable of playing.
That's what you said.
No, it is not. Hold on. I'll let you finish. But let me be clear about what I said, because I know exactly what I said. I said they're incapable of playing like the Chargers and the Chiefs. That's not splitting hairs, John. No, that's not splitting hairs.
That's saying they can't beat them.
That's not splitting hairs at all. I'm saying they can't play that style of football. But in the same breath, I said this is how they win games. They win games with defense, with running the ball, and Deshaun Watson making plays, you know, with his feet and throwing the ball. Did you not hear me say that part?
Okay, so let's say this. Let's just to be clear on your part and my part. It is my opinion that with this defense and with some of the talent on offense, that the Texans are capable of beating anybody in the NFL on a given day. Would you disagree with that?
I do not disagree with that. But your whole premise was, I said they can't.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Well, it wasn't.
Thank you, Calvin. I agree with you, Calvin. That's what he said. That's what I heard, too.
We can play it
back.
We'll
check the tape.
We can play it back. But
yeah,
check the tape. That's one of my pet peeves. I'll argue with you, and you know that. I'll love to kick it around regarding the old balls that we follow on various fields. But at least get the premise right.
I thought he got it right. Thanks for the call, Calvin. 713-572-4610. If the Loopholes want to get in, tell me how you spend your check. I want to talk to the Loopholes.
We're talking payday?
Yeah, because we have a wide variety of Loopholes. Mm-hmm. We got lawyers. We got accountants. We got CEOs. And then we got the guys who are driving around. We got the UPS drivers. We got the FedEx drivers. We got the beef. We got all that. How do you spend your paycheck? Because John Lopez doesn't think payday is a big deal.
It's a big deal to me. What are you?
It's a big deal to me.
What was that guy's name from Humble? Are you him again?
Calvin.
Calvin, you hearing things?
Shout out to Calvin. How you spending your check? 713-572-4610. Figgy, how you spending your check?
Bills, and more bills.
Dang right.
Shout out to Destiny's Child. Can you pay my bills?
Yep.
Very materialistic song, if I must say so. Payments.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the Christmas shopping going. Just the usual.
The usual stuff.
Maybe a little something extra.
As long as you have a little extra, you can treat yourself, man.
Or you can still treat yourself, and then you can just pile up some credit card debt.
Oh, God, please don't do that.
That's the American way.
I've been there. It doesn't end pretty.
Texans think no fear heading into tomorrow's game against the New York Jets. What we think, what we know, what we fear. What do you think, no fear? 713-572-4610. If you want to get down to DWIattorney.com, text line. I think this is a just show up game, John Lopez. Kiki Kuti, sit on the sidelines. If somebody even rolls their ankle, sit them on the sidelines. The Jets are going to be without their leading rusher, their leading receiver, their coach is clocked out. These guys are tapped out. This is a just show up game. Just show up, Go play the game. Get the hell on the plane. Get back to H-Town. Watch the games on Sunday. I think this is a just-show-up game for your Houston Texans.
I hate that you've been doing that for the entire week. I don't think that's the case, the just-show-up game. I don't think there is such a thing as a just-show-up game. But I think... I think that Lamar Miller gets his legs back under him. I think with this this running game has been kind of the key to their winning streak. The offensive line has been criticized again this week because rightfully so. But I think Lamar Miller gets it back going again, and that's how back to Calvin. That's how they're going to win this game with the defense, the running game opening up some things for Deshaun and his arm and his legs.
Jets are 27th in the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game. They allow 130 yards per game on the ground. So it would be nice to see Lamar Miller.
If he doesn't, they could be in trouble.
Yeah, I want to see Deontay get out there as well. And they also, I know that Sam Darnold is going to give you an opportunity to force some turnovers. Mm-hmm. You got to catch those turnovers. You got to capitalize on it. But he's been known to turn the ball over. That was one of the concerns about him heading in. The concern has at least remained the same, maybe even increased. He's going to give you opportunities. I know you're going to have opportunities, whether it's Justin Reed, whether it's the Honey Badger, Jonathan Joseph. I know that Sam Darnold is going to give you a chance to force turnovers.
I like that one. I really do. I know that the Texans are going to get an interception. I really do. I think Darnold is going to be a really good quarterback, if not a star quarterback in his league. He doesn't have a lot of weapons. He's missing one of his weapons, as you mentioned earlier. And these safeties and Romeo Crennel most recently made Baker Mayfield, at least in the first half, start seeing ghosts out there. They got in his head. And rookie quarterbacks against this defense have trouble. I know Darnold is going to throw an interception.
I fear nothing. There's nothing that I fear about this Jets team. Like, absolutely nothing. I would try to get cute and try to say, like, Robbie Anderson or something like that. I would try to say, maybe their defense and them playing desperate for the coach that's on his way out. I fear nothing heading into tomorrow's game. 3:30 right here on Sports Radio 610. We're going to be watching it at the lounge. We're looking forward to meeting a lot of you listeners. I think that Gupta is probably going to come by as well. He's going to be in the building. I might make him wear a mask. I don't want people seeing him. I don't want people seeing his face.
Well, we won't announce, that that's him.
Okay.
I mean, we'll know him.
Okay.
But I think it might be a little easy to figure out once you see the crowd.
Come on, man. Race car! I fear nothing. What do you fear, J-Lo? What did you force? What did you force onto this fear? Because you should. I know you don't fear a damn thing about the Jets.
I didn't force this. I do fear Jamal Adams. He's a monster. He's a, we talk about they're not a good team, but they have individual talent. Is he the best player on the team?
Yeah, he's one of the best safeties in the league. Yeah. He's a monster.
And I don't just fear, boy, why am I saying this? If it happens, don't say that I jinxed it. I don't just fear him as a weapon, interceptions and stuff. I mean, that guy is...
He's a headhunter.
He'll destroy people. I fear injury. I mean, I fear, something like that happening. I think that's a legitimate fear. By the way, real quick, Cindy and Kingwood, shout out to Kingwood. I lived there for about
Cindy?
11 years. Is there a way to make a donation directly to Sports Radio 610 for this fundraiser?
Absolutely. Go to sportsradio610.com and you just click. We'll have a link there where you can just donate $5, $10, whatever. I know it's payday. I know guys are feeling generous. Mm-hmm. So just donate. Guys and gals, I should say, just donate there, and it'll go to the same place that all the money from these auctions are going.
Exactly. So there's your answer, Cindy, and anyone else that was wondering. Hey, it's payday, maybe $50. You can do that.
It could be $5. Mm-hmm. I mean, not everybody has that J-Lo bread to where $50 just goes. It's whatever though. You've gotten pretty cocky today, John. I must say so myself.
$50 is cocky?
Little bit.
How is $50 cocky?
Little bit. We'll see what Cindy does, though. 713-572-4610. We're putting a bow on our golf bucket list package at St. Andrews. Still at $4,500. Apparently, apparently a lot of people are a little bit skeptical about this, but it is a once in a lifetime opportunity. It is tax deductible. It goes towards one of the best charities in all of Houston. Five nights at the main castle at St. Andrews Golf, as well. Dining options, indoor pool, gymnasium, tennis court, practice area, complete with a par three hole. $8,000 value. You have to be a member just to stay there. You're going to get to stay there. You got 2 minutes to get in. 713-572-4610.
I want to say this. It'll kind of be like something on your laptop or your smart device. Let's keep, because there's so many people that I know are like calling their buddy. Hey, do you want to go halvesies on this? Or but didn't you tell me that figure? A couple of guys called and said, all right, hold on.
Yeah, a lot of people trying to get a little team together,
right,
a partner together.
All right, so if it's at $4,500, we'll keep this running in the background, you know, like something on your laptop. We'll keep it running on the background, but I don't want to shortchange the next item that we're going to be putting up here. At all.
You better not.
Because it's big time. It really is.
It's the guy who carries the number top 15 podcast in 17? The entire country. Not 15.
We'll call it 15.
Yeah, 15.
If you want. But, yeah. And I'll explain it a little more when we come back. But, you're going to want to, be a part of this. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic. We'll get into that. I'm looking forward to this package. This package was, we had a similar one yesterday and it was very, very popular, if I do say so myself. And because of that, we decided to throw something just like that in. We're going to continue our Star of Hope auction and we're also going to play the hits next on Sports Radio 610.